Mick, was 2-2 just about a fair scoreline, do you feel, after the 90 minutes this afternoon?
Well, you know, when we're losing 2-1 with 5 minutes to go, then I'd probably say yes. But I think on reflection and on chances created, I think we had far more. But they're not a bad side, you know. They played quite open football and made us, you know, stretched us at times. And I had to change the way we played to accommodate, because the first 15 minutes, if I hadn't have changed it, I think we might have got done.
That did clearly make a difference when Ainsley went infield. Did you consider starting that way?
Yes, I did, but I wanted to play the way we play at 4-4-2, and you know, it's whatever shape, whichever team plays their shape best is going to win the game. They were doing better than us, so I had to change it, and actually I thought it suited us fine. And we were the better team then once we changed it, once I changed it around.
And as ever, the boys kept going and worked it well for that equaliser in the end.
Yes, it was just, look, our goals, I'd have to say two good goals. There's a deflection and the other one, it's just, we defended appallingly for it, to be honest. And gave him the chance, but nevertheless, it's a good finish by the guy who gets it, by Codger. You know, it's another one. We've conceded goals that in the past we would never have done, and so we've got to get back to being really tight at the back, because as we've spoke about, we've got a real threat up front and in wide areas.
What do you think that's down to? Because it's largely the same players, three of that back four that did you proud last year. You've still got Skuzy in there, another defensive midfielder alongside him.
Well, it's not always the, you know, it's not always the case that everybody plays well every week for 46 games. But we need to tighten that up, and it wasn't a case there was no protection in front of them. That wasn't the case. You know, it does happen, but it's got to stop happening if we want to be a promotion contender. Because if we keep giving goals away, we can't expect to win 2-1 and 3-2 and 4-3. It's not going to happen.
You said the other week when talking about Brett Pittman, it turns out he's actually a better player than you thought he was when you brought him here. Is it the same true about Ryan Fraser? He's been exceptional, and that's now his fourth goal for you.
I was really excited by Ryan. I probably knew more of him, I've seen more of him than I had at Brett. He's lived up to all my expectations and probably surpassing them, and certainly with his goals.
And understandable based on what happened last season, you've stuck with Daryl Murphy, you gave him another start. You just need a goal at the moment, Mick, to get up and running?
I think so. He you know, he had that international football in the summer. He came back a couple of weeks late. We got him back through his pre-season, so he was behind. Yeah, he does. He's just not. It's not happening for the moment. And actually, it's not been. You know, it's not been happening for Didsey, to be quite honest. I know he got his goal, his header. I thought he was brilliant today. I thought that is a real response to coming on as a substitute. Really competitive, really aggressive, probably angry. And if that's the case, you know, well done to him, because I think he helped turn the game around for us.
And just a word for Dean Gherkin, who was unlucky with the injury, missed the trip to Old Trafford, but that was a heck of a save in the first half.
Brilliant save. I said at half time, you know, that's kept us in the game. Let's not forget that when we're talking about all the other things. And then he gets done with a deflection, which is awful. There's nothing he could do about that.
And Luke Chambers was just cramp, you're just saying, nothing too troublesome for your skipper.
No, he's all right, Chamber. It was just cramp. But we certainly didn't want it to end up being a pull, so that's why we put Johnny Power on.